Hey, what's up, Street Dogs? Derek Kim from the Eric Kim Street Photography Blog. So I just wanted to do a quick video with you sharing some practical thoughts on solo entrepreneurship. So this is the basic idea. So much of modern day notions of success is, you know, I want to create a $1 billion company, create the next unicorn, blah, blah. But there's no more emphasis on the individual. There's no more emphasis on the notion that you could become a great person by yourself. Now, to me, this is highly problematic because it kind of makes us feel that without having other people helping us or supporting us or getting funding, blah, blah, we can't do it on our own. And actually, the thing that was interesting, at least this is where I'm lucky, where kind of, you know, I was raised, is, you know, I went through most of my formative years before like venture capital funding, Silicon Valley startup culture, blah blah, happened. And it was much more simple. It's like solo entrepreneurship is that you started a blog, was pretty much it, or you made a website or whatever. And even then, like, YouTube wasn't even a thing yet. So I feel like actually I'm lucky and I'm blessed that when I started my photography thing, times were actually a lot simpler, and it was actually a lot more straightforward. And so, you know, the basic notion is you started a website, you try to get followers, blah blah, and you turn yourself into an individual. And now I think that you, as a solo individual, as a solo entrepreneur, you could achieve so much on your own just basically by having your own website, having your own blog, having your own email newsletter, having your own podcast, having your own YouTube channel. And, you know, a lot of people want to start their own YouTube channel. It's super simple. If you already have a Google account or a Gmail account or a YouTube account, whatever, go to youtube.com or a YouTube app. In the top right corner, there's the upload button. Or create button, whatever, you can start uploading. Or you could just, you know, record photos or record videos on your iPhone or your laptop or your digital cam, whatever. And you can just straight upload to YouTube. And then, so everyone already has, if you already have a Google account or a Gmail or Google Maps, you essentially already have a YouTube channel. So everyone already has a YouTube channel. You just gotta start, you know, making videos and just uploading and sharing it. And I think even if you're a programmer, do computer science, whatever, there's so much you could achieve on your own. And actually, like, I'm starting to think too, is that, like, don't try to depend too much on other people or funding or stuff like that. Try to see how far you could take it just by being you, just being a solo individual. Like, let's assume you had to do everything by yourself, do all the marketing, the branding, the writing, the photography, the video editing, whatever. Could you do all by yourself? What if I forced you that you could only do it all yourself? How much could you do? How much could you achieve? How much could you soar? And so even, you know, thoughts for this year, maybe it could be your year of solo entrepreneurship. And obviously there's tons of benefits for doing entrepreneurship or building stuff with other people, like even rsbeta.com. It wouldn't be possible, my buddy Kevin, without Cindy, without my sister Annette, without Jun Kim, and even my buddy Ben Mills helped me a little bit too. So obviously there's, you know, no man is his own island. There's so much things that we've done in our lives that, you know, we think our parents, our communities, our school, our teachers, blah, blah. But know that you as an individual, you as you, there's so much you could do. So today, moving forward, be grateful of all the people who help you along the life, but know there's so much you could do just by yourself. So focus on you, do you, write, think, blog, become a full stack solution, and let's see how far you can soar. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. Peace out.